Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right, and that's where we are, of course, at VOC Nation. It is the morning after right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. Brady Hicks here. I've got Granny Hulkster. Stro Maestro might be joining us in a little while. We'll have to see.
Well, Brady, guess who just called in? Guess who just called in? I think we got Rat Boy with us.
Oh. Well, that was a bait and switch. I thought we were getting Stro.
Well, I don't know. I didn't think Rat Boy was calling in today. But hey, Rat Boy.
What's going on, homie?
Hello. I'm out in the great outdoors. Beautiful weather, but it's hot, but it is nice out here.
It is. It's hot, though. It's too yucky, Granny. I took another.
Oh, I know. It's been hot here in Arkansas, too, but we're supposed to get some rain, so.
I took another picture of Bigfoot. I took another picture of Bigfoot, and he was. Will you let me talk, Rat Boy? Come on. I took another picture of Bigfoot, and he was shaving himself, Rat Boy.
Oh, man.
He was bald.
You had to go down to the Pine Barrier for the Jersey Devil.
Yes. Yeah, that's next.
Let me know. I'm in for that.
So what's going on? I see John Moxley's promising a big surprise for AEW tonight, something that hardcore fans are really going to like, supposedly. I'm wondering if it's not Tommy Dreamer.
That would be cool. I like Tommy Dreamer. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah. God, I hope it's not Mick Foley. Vince McMahon would lose himself if it was Mick Foley.
Or it could be two people.
It could be. Could be five people. That would be a really big surprise.
It could be Luke Gallows and Anderson.
Well, they actually signed with Impact Wrestling, so that's official.
Okay.
But it should be good. AEW tonight, of course, NXT. As well, WWE, Sasha Banks is going to get another title shot, I guess, next week on Raw. That's what it's looking like. Next week on Raw. And the title can change hands even with a count out or disqualification. So I think that Sasha Banks is probably going to win the title. Of course, Ratboy, you mentioned Ali's back on Raw. Fifi the Maid has coronavirus. Of course, Wendy Barlow, Ric Flair's wife. Anything else? Let me see.
Well, I had to cut it short because I got to go indoors to the store right across from the Fort Dix McGuire Air Force Base. I'm watching the airplanes going in and out.
So you called me to tell me you had to go?
Yeah. I'm here flying out here today.
Pleasure as always. Pleasure as always, my brother.
So somebody, your side door is open. All right, there.
Stay safe, rat boy. Stay safe.
I talk to you tomorrow.
Hang up on him.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, man.
Oh,
so
what are we going to do with him?
I think
my son thinks you're just totally it, Brady, because of what you did. You know, I mean, he loves it. I mean, you know, he says, that is my new theme song. And I said, no, it's not. And he says, you're outvoted. I said, well, your vote doesn't count. And he says, no, my vote counts and Brady's vote counts. And then John's vote counts because he's the one that created the design. And I'm like, now you leave them out of this because, I mean, he loved it. He thought it was amazing.
Yeah. He
sends it to my wrestling friends who are heels or have been heels from time to time. And
yeah.
I'm like, you know, and I said, don't you dare show that to them at WFC. And he's like, would I do that? And I said, yes, you would. You have got my son brainwashed, Brady. No,
funny.
I mean, I know it's all in fun, you know, and if you're picking
course,
on me,
yeah.
you're leaving somebody else alone, you know, but it's just, I can just imagine the
We're
reaction that I'm going to hear when I go to Wrestling for Cause Saturday. I can just hear him now. I knew it. I knew Granny was going to be here. I could just hear him now. I mean, it's in the back of my mind.
Wait until the T-shirts come out, and they'll start wearing the shirts.
No.
Oh,
I'm sure there'll be lots of people that would buy them, but hey, it might be good. Hey, you know what? If it brings in lots of money for VOC Nation, you know, just because I'm not going to buy one, you know, whatever.
So what you're
Doesn't
saying is you'll turn
turning...
heel if it makes money?
No, I didn't say. No, I did not say that, Brady. Quit putting words in my mouth. If it brings money for VOC Nation, that's fine. Doesn't mean I'm going to buy one myself and wear it. And it doesn't mean
right.
that Granny's turning heel fans because that's against my morals. So, you know, just y'all can dream. Y'all can think what you want, but it ain't happening. You know? But if it's good for VOC Nation, you know, if it's good to help VOC Nation and you all to keep the shows free for the listeners, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But Granny don't want nothing to do with that, you know. That was against my will, you know. I had nothing to do with that band, so just saying. You're ornery, Brady.
Man.
You are very ornery, I tell you. When John sent that to me, I said, ha ha, I said, Brady is so in trouble.
I actually forgot about it because I asked for it like a month and a half ago. So when he finally sent it, I was like, I couldn't stop laughing because I had totally forgotten that I even asked for it.
Yes. And he said, yeah, Brady asked me to do this. And I'm like, killing. And Anthony's like this morning, you will not. You won't hurt Brady. And I said, watch me. that's a love, you know, fans, that's a love we have with our wrestling family people around these podcast shows, you know. We show each other so much love.
It's VOC Nation is like so unique, Granny. It's like this like family, you know. It's the all the different show hosts. It's the listeners. It's the people that call in every week that make it so special. And I mean, I've been saying for a long time, I feel like VOC Nation is like nothing else out there. I really do feel that way. If nothing else, there's very few shows that allow people to call in and talk with the hosts and interact with them in such a way. Each and every week, you know, some will do it occasionally, but we're doing it almost every day of the week. We got somebody taking your calls. So it's such a fun thing. It really is.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I start calling in to In the Room, and then I start calling in to WC Retro. I've been calling in to Wrestling with History ever since it started, you know, and so
yeah,
I just, well, like, of course, I mean, I've known Ken Resnick for several years personally anyways, so...
I mean, it started out like
their
show.
So
6 years ago, I had Stro Maestro on as a guest, and you know, we just got to talking, and it was like I asked him to do WCW Retro at the time. Well, I told him if he ever wanted to do a podcast, but you know, we figured out WCW Retro. We kind of outlined all that. Granny, I had no idea. He's on the air almost every day of the week for VOC Nation now in some way, between the morning after, in the room on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays with WCW Retro. He has a loose affiliation with Pop Culture Stars, of course, and Scary Cast on Fridays. It's too funny. It really is too funny. But yeah, no, it's absolutely great, Granny. And last night on In the Room, my God, so much fun just talking with all you guys. And we had Francis Wright on, formerly Frantic. He's a bit of a conspiracy theorist.
I got a question. Who was that guy? Because I never heard the name, so I didn't know who he was. But I was sitting there listening to him.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, talking about, oh, I have to destroy professional wrestling. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, don't you get me talking about great. It's like great.
Are you
putting you in a headlock.
Are you familiar with Chikara? He was part of Chikara for a number of years as Frantic. He was put in that group with Dr. Nicodemus, and they're just kind of a. He was like a scary kind of masked guy, and then at some point,
I wanted to put the mask back on. Yeah, I mean, it kind
I
of.
Him to put it back
I mean,
on.
I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of understood some of the things, you know, and I kind of recognized, but I still didn't really know who he was. And I'm like, dude, don't you talk about destroying professional wrestling. And Granny Holster's going to put you in a headlock. You know? I'm like,
right.
Like, oh, my God. When he started talking about that, oh, I have to destroy professional wrestling. I'm like, oh, God, Brady, please bring me on. I just really need to talk smack to somebody. And I would have loved to talk smack to that guy last night. I don't know who he was, but hey, you know, whatever. It's all fun. It's all good. Whatever.
He's just having
fun.
Know,
we can have good interviews, you know. But
the truth is, Vince McMahon will destroy wrestling. The truth is, Vince McMahon will destroy wrestling way before he does. So.
Probably so.
Yeah. I finally got around to watching that Swamp match, Granny, and that thing was horrible. How can anybody get excited about that?
I don't know. You know, and Sister M, like I said, Alexa Bliss is Sister Abigail. I'm only like,
that was the only
really?
Good part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just keep watching that scene over and over, you know?
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, you and like I said, the guys that I do the show with on Monday nights, Big Swing, he loves Alexa Bliss. I mean, Alexa Bliss and
Edge yeah, what's
are
not
his,
to love?
Like, two favorite people, you know, so.
Yeah.
But
very cool.
It's all good, you know. I mean, we have fun, and we, you know, like I said, I had my meetings yesterday, and I was done by noon, and I would have stayed, but I had to get him to the hospital early this morning to do that test and everything, so I was back by 3:30 yesterday afternoon, but, you know, it was just
okay.
Well, busy, you know.
Yesterday turned out to be a wash. Like, we recorded the show, it cut me off. And then it never went through. So apparently Blog Talk Radio having an error there. So the 10 or 15 minutes that we put in will never
like
be
I
heard
said,
by
Monday,
anybody.
You know, like Monday, I called into the host number to start the, you know, get everything set up. And it said, there's an error. Please call back. So I called back a second time. The second time it went through fine and we didn't have any problems. But...
Yeah.
Now, you know,
literally,
what's funny about that?
When I logged on yesterday, it said that there would be a problem with the live feed, but the archive would be there. When the time came, the show never went live, but I assumed that was because there was a problem with the live feed, so I went ahead and did it.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 or 15 minutes into talking, it just all of a sudden nobody
cut
was
you
there,
off.
So I just real quick just wrapped up the show, and it's been processing ever since. So I guess it's not happening.
Oh, wow.
Which is fine.
Wow.
It was only like a 10 or 15 minute recap, but, you know, just a pain. Just absolutely a pain.
Oh, I know.
I'm glad it worked out.
Modern technology.
I'm glad it worked out for In the Room last night, and I'm glad it worked out for Shelly Live, and I,
I hope to God that the rest of the week now. You know what I did, Granny? Blog Talk, they're not really people. They're really just a bunch of monsters that run it. And they only speak we only speak one language in common, Granny, and that language is in money. So, like, whenever I say I need a refund because you promised me this service daily and I don't get it, all of a sudden it magically fixes itself every time. Whenever money gets involved, they're able to resolve it.
We got Stro Maestro joining us. Hello, Stro.
Hello.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey,
good,
you
good.
Know what? Hey, Stro. You know what, Stro? You know, remember I sent you those pictures that John LeClaire sent to me, you know, that Brady's asking to change, you know? I told Brady that he's got my son brainwashed because Anthony says that Voodoo Child thing is my new theme song, and I said no, and he says, your vote doesn't count, Mom. You're outvoted. I said, well, whose votes are you counting? He says, mine and Brady's. And I said, he's got you brainwashed. So you know what I told my son this morning, and I'm glad both of you were on because you get to hear this, Brady. I said, I'm going to get Stro to be my bodyguard so he can protect me from you and Brady, you monsters, you. And Anthony says, Mother, we're not monsters. And I said, yes, you are. I said, you're monsters, the beast. I said, I'm going to have Stro be my bodyguard to protect me from you beasts.
I hate to tell you, but
he's on our side. He's on your side, Brady. He's on your side. Now, Stro loves me. Stro is one of my biggest fans here. Stro loves me. He could be my bodyguard. He's big enough to be my bodyguard to protect Granny.
Stro, you missed it earlier. Granny said that she would turn heel if it meant she could make a couple bucks.
No. Brady, Stro, he's putting words in my mouth again. I did not say that. What I said, Stro, is if it brought money for VOC Nation, that's fine. I would not buy a shirt, and I would not turn heel. You know, it doesn't mean I'm going to turn heel just because it might make money for VOC Nation. I would not turn heel. He's putting words in my mouth again, Stro. Shame on you, Brady. You're going to get in trouble for that. You're going to get in trouble for putting words in my mouth.
Stro, you know,
we didn't have enough monsters from the swamp match. And
I was just about to say, you know, I don't plug a lot of things that air outside of this network, but Jim Cornette talking about the swamp match for longer than the swamp match was the funniest thing on the air this week. It was amazing, and I recommend people check it out.
Goodness.
At some point, Jim Cornette said, his co-host says, were you frustrated? And he said, yeah, I was frustrated. I couldn't find my remote to turn it off. He was amazing. He was great. I recommend people check that out. I really wish Jim Cornette were on the WWE Network after every pay-per-view running down what just happened, because
man,
it would make the show as much watch.
They turn out the lights in the swamp.
Yeah.
Great.
I like how he was making fun of Braun Strowman attacking himself.
Yeah. Did someone say that Braun Strowman's doppelganger stole his remote? That's why he couldn't find his remote.
Probably. I'll tell you what. Oh my God, that was too funny. I
Oh man.
So that's so I recommend people check that out anyway. It was a great spin on all that stuff. So, and tonight, of course, I mentioned it earlier. Jon Moxley is going to have a major surprise tonight. Now, major gets thrown around an awful lot, and most of the time, it's not major. It's probably he said it's going to appeal to hardcore fans, Stro. So I figure it's probably either RVD or Tommy Dreamer. More than likely.
Not more orange juice.
No, hardcore fan. Yeah. Unless he's squirting it in their eyes, which could be. The other thing is, and this would somewhat be funny because I know Vince would blow a gasket, but if it were Mick Foley showing up, I would be beside myself laughing.
Can you imagine?
I vaguely can, yeah. I think at this point the only reason Mick is holding on so tight to Vince is just in the hopes that his daughter gets signed at some point. I really think that's about it for him. So that's, and of course, not to be outdone, NXT, seeing that AEW had a surprise. So William Regal has a major surprise tonight for NXT because, you know, counter programming.
A bunch of surprises tonight.
Yeah, surprises. It'll be like Christmas. It'll be like the world's worst Christmas.
Christmas in July. Christmas in July.
Yeah. Horrible stuff. Horrible stuff. Or as Granny would say, horrible stuff. I'm just kidding, Granny. I'm just playing.
I know you are. I know you are. Like I said, it's
a
good thing I like you, Brady, because...
Hello.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Sometimes people do that, so you got to be careful.
I wonder if anyone else has a surprise tonight. Being there.
I don't know.
Actually, Impact Wrestling, I'm not sure if it aired yet, so if you don't want a spoiler... I haven't gotten around to watching Impact. I actually watch it on demand, so I don't know when it airs. But they have new tag team champions, and I was surprised to see this. did you guys hear about this?
Wow.
New tag team champions, the Motor City Machine Guns. So Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin back with Impact after a number of years away. I feel like TNA is like, starting to rebuild what they used to have.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. And the pressure isn't there to be number two anymore, you know? Like, they're I think this is a better spot for them, being like a number three or four in the country. I think it's a much better, because they can kind of fly under the radar and just worry about themselves for the first time instead of always worry about counter-programming WWE. So, good for them.
Right.
I think it's a good thing. I really do. Yeah.
Can't their talent work for them in like other places at the same time? So that's really a good thing. You know what I mean?
They can do New Japan, I know. I'm not sure about all over. But it is a really good thing. In fact, Gallows and Anderson said that they signed with Impact, but it includes a clause where they can go back to Japan as soon as the travel opens back up. So they're heading back to New Japan too.
Not good for them.
Yeah. Well, that is really, especially Anderson, like, that's where they made their name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, good stuff. I think New Japan's going to get really good, too. That's the good thing when WWE is kind of forced to release talent. It, like, it kind of bolsters everybody around them, you know? So, I think, yeah, television's about to get a lot more compelling, which is good.
That's awesome.
WWE.
Yeah.
WWE really needs that kick in the ass. They need somebody to push them, Granny. VOC Nation's been trying for years, but we're just not... I almost feel like we're not even on their radar at this point. I'm only kidding, of course.
I feel like Vince Russo's doing the creative again for him.
Yeah.
With all these special matches.
I really think if they really wanted to cut payroll, they should have... gotten rid of all the writers, and I don't want to see people lose their jobs, but I want to see these writers lose their jobs and go somewhere else and have jobs, but not with WWE. But I think Vince McMahon could save a lot of money if he stopped paying all these writers and just brought in three or four, like, knowledgeable fans to do it. Or wrestlers, wrestling minds, you know?
Imagine that.
But somebody outside that bubble. You know, that WWE bubble is a terrible thing, especially when you're worried about Vince McMahon, like, exploding on you. I was talking to one guy. He worked for WWE for a couple years, on and off over the years, you know, and then he got furloughed in April, and he lost his job. He has another job now, and he's very happy. But he would talk about, like, he would go to a set, and, like, you know, Vince McMahon would just walk up to you and ask who you were. And, like, even if, like, you had every right to be there, he almost made you feel like you shouldn't be, you know? And sometimes, like, somebody would throw around a name. Like, you'd be, you know, and be like, oh, like, I'm looking for Jeff so-and-so. And Vince McMahon would just be like, well, who the hell is Jeff so-and-so? You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't, like, welcoming or friendly or, like, it's not, like, people think it's, like, this dream job. It's crazy because, like, Vince McMahon makes all of his money off wrestling. But I really think he makes wrestling.
Imagine Vince coming up to you and says he has a surprise for you.
Yeah. Well, that would be like, you know, like something in a box, you know, Granny? About waist level. That's what that would be.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about it. I do, because we got to get out of here. Everybody should check out Last Night's in the Room. It's up at the top of VOCNation.com right now, as well as yesterday's episode of Shelly Live with Shelly Martinez. Two tremendous shows where they take callers and give you the opportunity to interact. We were talking about that earlier. It's a unique proposition that you can't get anywhere else, really. I mean, Wrestling Observer, they'll take calls once in a while. They're not doing it every day like we are. So today on the program on VOCNation.com, we're going to have fresh episodes of Evolving with Corey Castle, Stadium Journey, and the big one, Wrestling with History, tonight with Killer Ken Resnick and Voice of Choice Bruce Wirt, taking your calls and talking old school wrestling, 657-383-1666 for that. I haven't heard anything about a guest, so they're
I don't think they got a guest tonight.
I
don't think they have a guest scheduled for tonight. I think they're just going
to
take
calls. I was just about to say that they should stay tuned to VOC Nation social media on Twitter, at VOC Nation. And, you know, if there's any announcements related to the show, they will certainly break on there. I know Voice of Choice
Maybe
is really big on the Twitter. I like to think that everybody's got a surprise tonight.
Wednesday.
Be sure to check out ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. If you can't find it, just go to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link. We got like 10 great shirt designs there. We got even more coming, so stay tuned in the coming days and weeks as well. And give us a like, give us a subscribe on Podomatic. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. That is going to do it. Everybody, take care. Have a great day. Be good to each other. Stay safe. All that jazz. And watch out for Granny because she's going to turn.
No, we're not.
I'm only kidding.
Have a great day, everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And didn't get pregnant.
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.